Good morning, Sierra Jewelers.
Hey, what's going on, Ryan?
Hey, what's going on, Tom?
How was your weekend?
Oh, shit. Yo. I almost forgot to fucking put the car in drive instead of reverse and almost nailed my fucking tree in, like, the front yard.
Just now?
Like, yeah, like, because I picked up the phone for you. I thought I'd put the thing in drive, but I didn't. But
jeez. Well, I would have felt terrible, so thank God that did not happen.
Oh, shit. What's up?
Oh, not too much. Are you still, you're showing that oval this week, correct?
Yeah, the lady was on vacation, so she just came back, I think yesterday. She got to come this week, so I got to make another appointment for her. But she is definitely for real, because I got her money. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
So, yeah, she's not going to throw away $2,000.
Right. Very good. Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to confirm on when you were showing that.
All right. Cute. Well, you.
Do you need anything else from weekend appointments or projects at all?
No. I would have yesterday, but my dad ruined it. Isn't that great?
What happened?
My dad just literally ruined a fail. Politics, man. He started talking politics with a fucking customer.
Oh, jeez.
Why are you doing that?
Right. Yeah, no reason to even go down that
path. Not one of your friends. So that's the thing. One of his friends, Nick Papp, the electrician, this dude, one of his friends, he's talking politics with him, like, and I was selling a diamond talking to customer, and then Nick walks out, and he's still talking to Sean, and he thinks he's being quiet. He's not. And then a customer, like, comments on it, like, and then it turns into a philosophical argument.
Oh, really? And, with the customer that you were sitting with?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
It wasn't actually that. It was not like an argument, but it wasn't about a sale anymore.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Base attention was taken off of what...
They were not talking about a diamond engagement ring anymore. They were not buying. They were talking politics.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And when they stopped in, they're like, oh, all right, well, yeah, thank you for showing us stuff. We got some great ideas. And, you know, thanks for talking to us about that. Gave us some interesting perspectives on the other side of the aisle. Thank you. And walked out. And then my dad, like, walked in the back, like, all proud and shit. Like, he won a fight. Like, dude, just pissed away $8,000. Fuck you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, jeez. What type of a diamond were they looking at then? Pretty good size one?
Well, I didn't even get there. I was selling mountains. So they were looking between a $3,500 Tacori mounting and another $4,100 Tacori and a $3,400 parade mounting. Mm-hmm. And if you put a diamond in that, if you give it in a 3/4 carat, all right, that's $3,000 on the high side for a nice stone. Even if you put a shitty 1 carat in it, that's $5,000. It's like $4,000 in the middle if you get 90 like I usually do.
Right.
It's $8,000 without
a
figure.
You're still letting a sale walk at the end of the day.
Yeah, like. Yeah. But yeah, so yeah, there you go. You got my vent. Maybe you can talk to my father and say, hey, maybe don't do that.
Yeah, that's not usually the best route if you're looking to make a sale with a customer.
Yeah. But for what it's worth, I hit my goal for the year as of Saturday, which is good. I had like $11,000 Saturday, so.
Wow, that's awesome.
For the plan that this dude John put together back like 6 months ago, I hit the goal for it Saturday. Yeah.
Wow, way to go. Since you still have 6 weeks to go in the best time of the year, no less.
Yeah.
That's phenomenal. Good for you, Ryan.
Thanks.
Well, you know what happens. You know what happens when you hit the goal. Now you have to have a. Now you have to have that stretch goal.
Yep, I'm already well aware. So that's what was really frustrating, actually. So, like, when I first, like, started giving John the dude numbers and shit, he was just like, holy crap, you're, like, killing it. I'm like, yeah, well, I'm actually trying right now. So, yeah, there you go. He's just like, well, great. Well, we can readjust these numbers. Screw, like, 775. Let's try and hit 870. I'm like, fuck you, man. Moving targets are not nice. Don't do that.
Yeah, that's solid. Really good. So you've sold 775,000 for the entire year?
Gross.
Gross. Okay.
So, yeah. It also helped a lot that I did that event in August. I, just on that event alone with that one lot, I blew through that 34 pieces. I did 150 on that.
Mm-hmm.
So that really upped the amperage of everything, essentially.
That really, right, that was really strong for you. That gave you the boost.
Yeah. And that was just consistently keeping up about 15 to 20% above what last year's every other month was, aside mm-hmm. for 1 month. Yeah, pretty much.
How much do you typically do in the month of December?
So the average, December is so, we've looked at, it used to say like 60, 70,000, but that's actually not correct according to a real average, because we have had years where it's 85,000, and then we've had years it's 120, and then we've had years it's 40. And we look back on the 10-year for December, it's so fucking sporadic. Just like everything else, there's nothing consistent. But the average is, like, really only, like, 56.
Okay.
And I'm going to blow that out of the water this year, I already know. That's easy. That's chump change for mm-hmm. fucking Christmas, if I actually try.
Yeah, that should be easy. Well, we should set a goal. We're at 30, we're just under 32,000 right now. We should push to get to 50 by the end of the year.
Hey, I'll try, man. I mean, I'm kicking it.
Hey, I mean, that could be this diamond, and you know, one other, and we're there. Pretty much.
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm trying. I got yeah. I sell this together. Yeah. Yeah, man. I'm trying. Oh, it's been weird.
See, look what effort does, Ryan.
I know.
You're killing it.
Yeah, it's amazing what effort does. Yeah.
You're killing it.
It's amazing that, you know, I could have been putting in this kind of effort for a long time if I just had a reason to try.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But anyway. Ah, shit. I'm coming up to the bridge right now. I'll call you later or something. Or I'll call you later this week if I need something.
All right? Okay. Yeah, if you need anything, just let me know.
All right. Maybe.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Bye.